Radish on the Radio is a partnership between Radish Magazine and WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. Radish on the Radio digs a little deeper into issues related to local foods, environmental stewardship, and building healthy communities in our region. For this episode, Radish on the Radio met with beekeeper Harry Cleveland.
Business is buzzing for beekeeper Harry Cleveland, who sells honey at the Freight House Farmers Market in Davenport and at a few local stores. The work is a big change from what he was doing 5 years ago.
I had a computer gaming store, and I was closing that, and I was looking to do something completely different. And so I read a book about beekeeping, and it sounded really interesting, and so I did a little bit more research and then just decided that's what I was going to do.
As he was getting started, Harry ran into a friend from high school who had just bought a farm near Sherrard, Illinois.
And I was looking for a place to put bees, and she said I could put bees there, and we just kind of kept talking. A couple months later, we were engaged.
Backyard Beekeeper and other books taught Harry the basics, but he had to learn most of the lessons the hard way.
For example, the first time I took honey, I learned that you don't wash your suit on hot cold because it shrinks. You should also have proper beekeeping gloves because otherwise they will take full advantage. You shouldn't wear deodorant because it's scented. And they're attracted to the sweet smell. Make sure you don't have any gaps in your protective clothing, because again, they'll take full advantage. I only had like one hive, and I got stung in the 30s or so, almost 40 times on both hands and wrists.
Harry says each beehive produces about 100 pounds of honey per year.
I mean, I've had some years where I've almost doubled that, and I've had some years where I've gotten half that. So it's just, it 100% depends on the weather.
The weather also determines how many beehives survive the winter. 2 years ago, Harry had 54 hives, and all but two were wiped out during the harsh winter. He's been rebuilding since then and is up to 14 hives now.
Apart from 2 years ago, every other year, I've been extremely successful, only losing like maybe 5 or 10%, which the national average is like 50%.
He also has two helpers, his 3-year-old son and a 1-year-old daughter.
They like to get into everything, so they'll put together a hive, so they'll put like the frames in the boxes, so before I have bees in it, of course.
And they love honey. The best thing to put it on?
Their fingers. Yeah, or peanut butter. Really, they'll eat anything with honey on it, and I have to give it to them because if I try to let them do it themselves, they will just drink it.
You can buy Harry Bee's honey at the Freight House Farmers Market in Davenport on Saturday mornings. And Harry is happy to answer questions or clear up any misconceptions.
Like, honey is the only food that never expires. They've actually found jars of it that's like 10,000 years old in the pyramids. If your honey ever crystallizes, it's completely natural, and all that you need to do is just fill up your sink with some hot water, let it sit in there for about 15-20 minutes, sealed of course, and it'll actually completely reliquify.
You can read my full article about Harry Cleveland at radishmagazine.com and discover more people involved in healthy living from the ground up in the pages of Radish Magazine. For Radish on the Radio and WVIK, I'm Radish Magazine editor Laura Anderson Shaw.
Radish on the Radio is made possible on WVIK by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.